You're listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast, Episode 8. In this episode, I will talk about how you can find new ways through creative experimentation. So let's get going. Hi everyone, I'm Linda O'Sheen. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen. The Creative Explorer Podcast is produced weekly for your enjoyment, and you can find the show notes at lindaerson.net/CEP. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS reader or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and pretty much everywhere else on social media. All the links are in the show notes. Let's get on with the show. In this episode, I will talk about how to find new ways through creative experimentation. I'm also going to give you a creative prompt, something you can do easily and in a short amount of time to get some creative play into your day. A small caution might be in order if you're sensitive to language. I must warn you that the occasional swear word might slip through the cracks when I edit. So what am I working on right now? I'm working on another watercolor symbol painting. I'm fixing the SEO on my blog after bringing in the art posts. I'm working on the new hangout. I haven't quite decided what it will be about, but it will be about crafts. I'm working on some how-to videos. And I would love to hear from you which ones you would like me to make. I'm working on some material for Periscope. On Monday, I started the first in the series of local landscapes. I've decided that they will be in acrylics, and the first one will be of mountains. I'm gearing up to the October Creativity Challenge, and if you want in on that, just click the link in the show notes. And I made a new Viking dress for Lilith for the event we went to on Sunday. What are you working on? Finding new ways through creative experimentation was the title for this episode. I'm sure you've heard that you should push the boundaries of your comfort zone from a lot of people. I'm not going to tell you differently. Creative experiments are the creative twist on that, and you can have a lot of fun doing it too. It's good to experiment at any time, but especially if you're getting bored or your work has started to feel stale or you know you need to make some kind of change. It helps you think in new ways, challenges your brain to figure it out, and helps you evolve in your chosen art form. I do them quite often, and mostly just for fun. If you're at that point where you're either bored or you feel your work has lost its magic, try to experiment. I'll give you a couple of examples of what you can do. If you work with yarn, try out a stitch you haven't done before. If you work with fabric, find a new material, a different kind of fabric with a different texture, or even leather. If you work with paint or pencils, try a completely new technique, for example, painting with a knife. If you work with wood, try using a new tool. If you work with ceramics, add something different to the surface. If you work with paper, try a looser style. Think about it. If you don't go outside what you're used to, how will you discover new colors, patterns, structures, styles, and techniques that you will really love? So what are you going to try? Today's inspirational words are by Theodore Roosevelt, and he said, "Do what you can with what you have, where you are." And I think that's very suitable for art and crafts, because there are so many people that don't do what they would love to do because they think they don't have enough. Enough time, enough money, enough talent. The list goes on. Even if you think you're lacking in some area, start doing it anyway. I know you will not regret it. Today's creative prompt is that I want you to get outside and draw the first thing that catches your eye. Let go of perfection and sketch it out quickly. Don't use an eraser. Then add to it if you feel it's necessary. Please share what you create in the Creative Explorers group, even if it's not from one of the prompts. I would love to see what you create. And the environment in that group is so lovely. It's a perfectly safe place to share. No one will judge you for what you create. That's it for me for today. Thanks for listening to the Creative Explorer Podcast. The next episode will, among other things, be about how to find your creative fix. If you have any questions or you need help, just reach out to me at linda@lindaerson.net, and remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.